This is Kate Magruder with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. We'll be airing short excerpts from our interviews during the news hour on Thursdays and half-hour pieces at 3:30 in the afternoon. Today we'll hear a little bit of my interview with Mika Wawona. Mika came to the county in the early 1970s and homesteaded first on McNabb and then Greenfield Ranch outside Ukiah. An indefatigable activist, as a young single mother, Mika helped initiate the state's Forest Practice Act and the California Conservation Corps. When we spoke, I asked Mika to tell the origin story from the mid-70s of the California Conservation Corps.
Some of us had talked about the need for a California Conservation Corps because there was so much damage being done to our forests and our waterways. And there was a federal CCC, but we figured out that we shouldn't pattern it exactly the same way. So we had to do a lot of just research about how to make something like this happen. And I had heard when I was at UC Santa Cruz, and Paige Smith and Paul Lee were professors there, and they were involved in the original CCC during the Depression, and they were very discouraged because it was like man against nature and like doing almost like development work or something. And they didn't like that. They didn't want that. And they formed a esprit de corps, of which Paige Smith and Paul Lee were very involved. And they said, we need to do away with man against nature. We need to work with nature and learn from nature. And then that can change as we go forward how we live in nature or, you know, with our resources. They were just marvelous and so well thought of and loved in the community. And we asked them if they would help us start up a new California Conservation Corps. So they were so gracious to talk with us, and we said, we have a lot of energy. We want to make something like this happen in our generation. It's so needed even more than before. And could you help us with knowing how best to put that together? And so then we had a conference. We figured out that the Mendocino Woodlands, just outside of town of Mendocino and on the Big River, there was an old encampment there that was built, beautiful lodges and cabins, and it was built decades and decades before when a Finnish ship went ashore off of the town of Mendocino, the hamlet of Mendocino, and these Finnish sailors came ashore and they needed housing because this was there was just a little hamlet at Mendocino and they couldn't be overwhelmed with this huge, I forget how many crew on there. And so they went to work on Big River, the banks of Big River, and cut down trees and built just stunning cabins and lodges because it was apparently a huge ship, a lot of sailors and crew, just beautiful work. So when we were starting the CCC, we thought, gee, we should do it there, the Mendocino Woodlands. So when we were down in Santa Cruz talking about, let's have this encampment and talk about this and how it needs to evolve or be developed so we don't make mistakes and we're not wasting time doing it right or in the best form. So there was all kinds of people from the state of California. Jerry Brown was like, get over there and get on this. So we had this big conference there, and there were people from different departments and agencies how do we need this? If we do, what agencies could use this help? This isn't a private undertaking. This is for the state, and there's a lot of things that the state has to deal with, whether it's around riverbanks or developments happen around state land. So let's train people, let's do this, and have a corps ourselves, a conservation corps ourselves. And so it was so invigorating that the people that came from the different counties and were so excited about it because they saw the need for it. So it was wonderful to work with groups of people, break down into committees, and come up with, here's how we think we can deal with this problem or this or that. And that the CCC is still happening today, and it helps young people realize there's something else there than simply desk jobs or going into a corporation or whatever. We need to take care of our wetlands and our rivers and our mountains and hills and all that stuff. And they weren't teaching it in school. So a lot of people, they were interested in those kinds of careers and bringing them back to their community, what they learned, and started new things in other ways, like New Growth Forestry.
We've been listening to Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. I'm Kate Magruder. We just heard from Mika Wawona. You can catch short excerpts of our interviews during the news hour on Thursdays and longer episodes at 3:30 on Thursday afternoons. They're also on our website and Facebook page with pictures and even longer interviews. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.